Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I had to read this particular story several times ago. Is this Deb talking? Is this her story? Did this really happen? And you tell the story of a time when a woman called you to say, I'm really sorry to have to tell you this, but your husband, I think, has a thing for me.
A thing.
Oh, my word. I went back. I'm like, is this Deb telling somebody else's story? But you, this happened to you where you've got this husband who pursues you, who loves you. And then this woman says, sorry to have to tell you this.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Tell us what happened.
Well, it was a moment, Susie, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We didn't know her and her she and her husband really well. We knew them from our church. Ron and I were in charge of the married couples ministry, and they were participants there. I think we'd been to their home for dinner once. A little bit younger than us, and I knew from just speaking with her that Sherry was away from her family. They had transferred for Bob's job, and I think she felt a little lost in some ways. And a little isolated. She was a stay-at-home mom with two young toddlers, and she was jealous of the women that Bob worked with that on his team, and she was jealous even of the relationship, the close relationship that he had with his sister. And so when I answered the phone and she said, this is a hard phone call for me to make, and I think Ron has a thing for me. Well, I will be honest enough to say that it stopped me in my tracks. But I didn't want to just dismiss it, and I didn't want to just dismiss her. And I said, well, you know, tell me why you think that is. And she said, well, I don't really know. It's just something I feel. I said, has he said or done anything, Sherry, that was inappropriate? Oh, no, no. She said, it's just a feeling that I have when I see him or when we talk. And I said, okay, well, I said, perhaps you're mistaking feelings for him. That you might have, and it's uncomfortable for you to acknowledge that. She said, no, that's not it, and she hung up. Well, the next call I made, obviously, was to Ron, but I didn't doubt him. I trusted him, and I believe that a mate who has earned trust is due trust. And we immediately called our senior pastor. We met with him and his wife that night, and he said to us, he said, if it weren't tragic, I'd laugh, because anyone who knows the two of you knows how devoted that you are to one another. And when he met with them, Sherry acknowledged that she had had feelings for Ron and was terribly embarrassed. And my heart just really hurt for her. It was a bad situation, and it was made worse by the fact that she had to have that conversation with our senior pastor. Now, I'm fortunate to be able to say that Ron's never given me a moment's doubt, but I've known lots of friends for whom that's not been the case, Susie.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.